Don't you love dodgy recordings of rock? Live rock. I'm going to take you back to your 20s. What was your favourite music venue when you were there? Maybe not back to your 20s, you might be in your 20s. Did you rock out at the Hopeton Hotel in Sydney, or Cloudland in Brisbane, or the East Brunswick Club in Melbourne, or the Jade Monkey in Adelaide? If you haven't been there for a while, but you're happily reminiscing about your times at those venues, you might be shocked to know that they're no longer operating. In recent years, there's been a battle between small venue owners and evolving government policy. It all came to a head in 2010 when the Slam Rally took place. Over 20,000 music punters protested the Victoria liquor licensing policies that linked music to high-risk activity. Since then, SLAM, which stands for Save Live Australian Music, has gone on to help change Melbourne's busking policy as well, shaping the city's live music strategy. And tomorrow is the first National Slam Day. So I'm joined now by the organiser and co-founder of Save Live Australian Music, Helen Marcoux. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Waleed.
How did you go from a rally to an event?
Well, interesting. It's pretty much a continuum of the rally, National Slam Day. And after we had such enormous, sort of unprecedented success with the 20,000 people showing up on that day, I don't think any of us expected such incredible show of force and numbers that galvanised the community, the music community. We've had countless emails and letters from places all around the country that are facing sort of the same recurring themes of their venues closing down, musicians leaving, government regulation that's making it difficult for venue operators to run and making their businesses untenable. So it seemed quite a natural progression to move on to a National Slam Day event. And at present, we have over 140 venues registered for tomorrow's big day of gigs.
Now, I mentioned that a lot of these venues, iconic venues, have been shutting down. But, you know, in a way, particularly in the fight that took place with the Victorian government over liquor licensing laws, Slam kind of won. So, I mean, is there more work to do?
Oh, most definitely. And look, that was a single issue down here, that when there was the proxy that linked live music with violence or high risk, we came out in force for that. But I think that the greater challenge right now for the music community all around the country is the impact of residential development and the footprint of new growth. So we're really pushing to get first amenity and agent of change principles in, because not only do they protect our fabulous live music venues and places that practice positive culture, but it works both ways. It actually protects the residents as well, because it ensures that new developments have proper sound attenuation and urban design, and they protect their residents as well.
Is it true that you help run a small non-licensed music space?
Yeah, we've got music studios, so we've had those for over 20 years.
Are they pleasant performance spaces though, or just rehearsal?
And they all come under the similar sorts of problems, whether it's music schools, art galleries, performance spaces, production warehouses, or recording and rehearsal studios like ours. And we don't have a liquor license to trade off, or, you know, the beer sales as well that we could fall back on. It's all about creating that positive culture that I was talking about, and creative spaces. And we suffer from the same sorts of noise restrictions and issues with residential amenity, because people are coming and going.
Well, all the best with your work. I love it because you get an opportunity to help the revival of rock that I'm so interested in seeing happen, Helen.
It's out there. Happy Slam Day for all the listeners tomorrow.
Indeed.
Hope they can get to a gig in their town.
Let's do it. Thanks very much, Helen.
Thanks, Waleed.
That's Helen Marcoux from Save Live Australian Music, or SLAM, as it's known. Oh, don't you just love this? It's just the atmospherics of it. It's fantastic. Slam Day tomorrow. Happy Slam Day, everybody. Coming up next is The Drawing Room. It'll be a Kevin Rudd-free zone for those of you who are looking for that. Kevin Rudd-free zone. I'll be talking to Frank Woodley and Hannah Gadsby. We're talking comedy, different genres. Can you be good at one and not another? How do you get into them? All that sort of stuff coming up on The Drawing Room, which is going to be upon us very soon on RN Drive.